Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, family. Welcome to our Saturday VIP prayer call. It is Saturday, May 9th, 2020. And clearly, you know, technology is burning out around the world. All sorts of tech challenges, but thank God where there's a will, there is a way. And He will always provide a ram in the bush when there is a challenge. So I'm so grateful for all of you who are on the line, pressed through, kept praying for deliverance, and we can gather and still carve out our time for this call. And I'm just very, 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 very grateful that we are able to be there for one another in prayer. That's what this community is about. So you can mute your lines. I can mute you too, but you can mute your lines if you're not talking, and then we can get into our fellowship. So I'll just open up with letting all of you who are able to speak right now, just tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for this morning.
Good morning. This is Darnell from Buffalo, New York. I'm grateful that we have this call. I'm so happy.
Well, I am so happy myself, and always a blessing to hear your voice, and thank you for being a prayer warrior. And
thank you, God, and all of the family.
Amen, amen. All right, my darling, let's see who else is able to unmute their lives. Go right ahead, tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
God bless everyone.
Hey!
Yes, it is. Praise God. I'm grateful for another day. Just another day. Just another day that I know it has made. So I'm grateful for all of you. And it's good to hear everyone's voice. Grateful to hear your voice.
Same here, my dear. Same here. And yes, we have to catch up. It's like so much going on. I can't believe we're in May already. I'm like, what in the what?
Yeah.
It's just way, way, way too much. But always a blessing hearing your voice.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Let's see who else is able to unmute their lines. And say good morning. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you're grateful for.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Jason from Lakewood, and Lakewood, Washington. And I am grateful. I'm grateful for a lot. But I'm grateful for the call. Grateful for being surrounded by family, and grateful to have amazing friends and colleagues and contracts. You know, I'm grateful God closed another contract this past week. It just came out of the clear blue. And, you know, I got a call. That's one of my lives. Okay, that's the alarm to let me know if I oversleep to get on the call. grateful that that even in the midst of all the stuff that we're going through, God is always there to continue to hold us up and meet our needs. So, I'm grateful for the conversations that I've had that have encouraged me, you know, through this time, you know, and the reminder that as His children, we have a duty not to stand on his words, but to end our days. You know, I had a really good conversation with one of my sisters this past, actually it was yesterday, and the conversation unfolded, and by the time we finished, you know, we got into how we have to be careful as his children not to get caught up in this realm, physical realm, and have life happen to us. But instead, we need to know his word, know his promises, and actually set them in order. He's a God of order. We're his children, and we're heirs to his throne. So then that means that we are to be of order. And in order for us to be of order, we have to order things. We have to set our day in order, set our month, our year in order. And we have to speak the life and direction into the path that we are walking or going so that he can be in alignment with us being in alignment with him on his will for us. Kind of interesting how that works, but we have to be very intentional about our life and our days so that as we move, it's not just an oops or a mistake. We're not supposed to be surprised at the things that happen throughout our day because we're supposed to command our day, and then those things are to unfold as we've commanded them to his word. So it was a very good conversation that kind of set me straight. You know, and I hope that you know, everybody on the call can hear that, you know, we are supposed to walk in the authority that he's given us and not just allow the enemy to jack us up day in and day out and wonder, well, you know, in the sweet by and by, God will come through. He says, no, I've given you the tools. It's like when I tell my kids, hey, you're supposed to do this. And then when they try to say, well, I don't know how to do that, Dad. I was like, no. You know how to do that. I've taught you already. I've given you the directions. I've given you the blueprint. You know this. Now go do it. And they say, well, but I don't do it very well. I was like, that's because you're not doing it enough. Go and do it. So then they go and do it, and then they get better at it, stronger at it, more proficient at it. And so we have to recognize that as we're moving through life, we are on a major training ground. And that major training ground, it requires practice. You cannot know how to use God's armor and his weaponry, okay, the weapons of warfare. His warfare are not carnal, but mighty through him for the pulling down of strongholds. How in the world can we know how to use those weapons if we don't use those weapons? So we have to use our voice, our mouth, our words. We have to know his promises. We have to understand what alignment in him is. And then we have to lock ourselves in, lock and load, and then move. And we have to continue to move until we get proficient at it and gain a mastery at it. So it was a very good conversation and one that I know will bless everybody who hears this. But we can't be sheepish about our God. We can't be sheepish about it. We got to command it.
Amen. Look, my brother, that right there is something I talked about before that my pastor used to preach. You can't fight the enemy with a butter knife. You got to pull out the sword.
Exactly.
You got to have the ability to utilize exactly what you said, what God has given us, and that is the ability to exercise and walk in our faith. So I thank you for sharing that, and you know, I'm going to just mute. There's some background noise, so I'm going to mute everyone, and then if you want to unmute, you can kind of raise your hand on this platform, and I'll be able to see it. So A couple other folks I've seen have joined in. If you want to share your name, where you're calling from, what you're grateful for, and then we're going to continue on, you can do that now. And once you speak, if you mute your line, we can try to just iron out where the background noise is coming from. Okay, who wants to go next?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Rob.
Hey, Doc, I want to make sure that I acknowledge Markia is 617. I don't know if she has strength to speak, but I want to be a voice for her, not unless she kicks in. She lost her mother to COVID.
Oh.
And on the 7th. Markia.
Oh, Markia, yes, I see you are here, Markia. Thank you for getting the strength to even dial in. And we definitely will be lifting you up this morning. Everything is happening in real time so quickly. It's just hard to continue processing what we're seeing. But we'll definitely be lifting up your family. Transition is hard no matter when it comes, and COVID has made it extremely difficult because of the volume of what we're seeing happening. But we're going to pray for God to comfort your heart and to fill that void. We know the blessing of the spirit never dying, and the legacy that your mother has left for you and your family is what you will hold on to and cherish until we meet on the other side. There are really no words that we can say that are adequate, and grief is a process. But I keep saying, as I console my family members, my friends who are in the same position, Markia, is God is choosing to give some people rest during this time. So for whatever reason, they are getting their angel wings a lot sooner than we would like. We just ask that God allows them to continue to just be our heavenly angels, looking down over us and interceding on our behalf and watching and praying from above. And just know that we're wrapping you in love and in prayers, and that you're not alone. That as difficult and as hard as this time is, it's only the prayers and the support and the love that will get us to just breathe. Because in these days, I find breathing is something we have to learn how to continue to do for more reasons than one. To keep our sanity, deep breaths can actually help our health, and to just clear out the things that we're in control of and just turn over everything else to God. So I'm so grateful that you even decided to listen to Roz and just tune in. And I pray your soul is encouraged. And I pray you can feel a tight squeeze through these lines coming from me, just holding you as your tears flow. Let them flow. Let them cleanse your soul. But just know that as a dutiful daughter, your mother has to be smiling down and very proud of who you are and who you're still becoming. Because here's what I know. When I lost two of my earth angels, my grandmother and my pastor, who was like a second mom to me, I just didn't know I could breathe. And I feel them with me. I know when they're watching over me. I know when something comical happens that one of them is near me or on the side of me. And it took a while for me to get to that point where I could laugh about it, because it was just hard. You know, it's just plain hard. I'm not going to be one of those people pretend like, oh, you'll be fine. No, it's hard. And it's hard not to be able to see them in the physical and touch them again and hold them again. But I promise you, the spiritual part of their covering is even sweeter. The spiritual part of knowing that they are with you in everything, and that because they have their angel wings, they can do even more on the other side to lead you and to guide you and to comfort you. So just know that you are lifted in our prayers. And if you're able to speak, fine. If you're not, it's okay. Just your presence here is enough to bless us all this morning, because that's what faith is, right? Operating in the moments of darkness. So go right ahead, sweetheart. Is that you, Mark?
Yes, ma'am, it is me. You probably will hear some background noise because we're just preparing for my aunt to come up from Maryland. But I thank you, and thank you, Auntie Roz, for acknowledging me. And thank you, Dr. Stacy, for your condolences during this very difficult time in my life. I did not see this happening during this time, because my mom has been so resilient and so strong. She had just beat cancer as they removed cancer from her kidney. And I had a dream that, you know, I was hugging her. And I was so hopeful. I was so hopeful that I would see her and just hug her and just tell her how much I love her. And it just breaks my heart, because she was waiting for so many years for me to have a baby. And finally it happened. And, you know, our physical self obviously is no longer here to see her grandbaby grow up. But she loved all of her grandchildren, which she has 6, including Madison. And she was a wonderful woman. And I just remember her saying, when she was going to the doctor, she said, I don't want to die. And I was just encouraging her, and as I always have since I was a little girl, just telling my mom, it's going to be okay, mommy. But what angered me so much is for about a week and a half, she was doing well, and then the oxygen level started to decrease. So they had put her on a ventilator after having her on her stomach for as long as she could take. So the oxygen could flow to her lungs. So because she was heavy, she was heavy set in the breast, it was very difficult for her to lay on her stomach. And, you know, finally, because my sister and my brother and I, we would call each day to get an update. And then about noon, between noon and 1, we would get a call from the doctor, and they would give us an update. It got to the point where, you know, they started kind of messing with different medications. And, you know, I'm the type of person where I'm more of an herbalist. So I'm like, they're giving my mom all these medications. Her body's not getting any nutrients. How is she going to fight this? And I just continued to pray. And she, it got to the point, as I said, they put her on the ventilator and they didn't notify us prior to. So I had gotten very angry because I heard different things about this ventilator. And what ended up happening is it caused acid to build up in my mom's blood with them putting her on this ventilator. And as it was explained to me from a doctor, that with the COVID, he gave an analogy, like it's like a consuming, it's like a fire that goes into a house and it kind of targets all of your organ systems. And if you have underlying issues, it makes it even worse, you know? So I just felt like they were kind of doing some experiments, and, you know, I don't know. That was the other tough thing. We weren't able to be present, you know, only obviously, you know, we were able to see her through the Zoom call every once in a while when they allowed us to. But aside from that, it was just us being hopeful and just praying. And I know that God has the final say so, and he just showed me that he is in control of this. And, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm really trying to be as strong as I can for the baby, because I'm still nursing, but I just did not know that at this time.
No apologies needed, Markia. It's your mom. It's your mom, baby. No matter what you say, you let the tears flow for how you will get through this time. It's your mom. There's no words. There's no way to process it that makes sense to other people. And it don't matter of other people. What it matters is you and God just having those conversations. He knows we're human. He knows our hearts break when we lose people we love in the flesh, especially our parents, right? Our child. You know, it's just hard. And only God can give you the strength to get through. But what we pray is helpful is that you know you have a family of prayer warriors here for our Faithpreneur VIP prayer call, right? You have a family of people who have gotten to know your voice, hearing you on this call, who their tears are probably flowing through their eyes, hearing your heartbreak. And all we can do is go on our knees in prayer for you, cover you in support, and let you know that this COVID is raising so many issues to the forefront about things we already knew. It's not new to us, but the world is seeing the disparity in healthcare. The world is seeing all of the things that are angering you and that you're concerned about, what was happening. When I tell you, when this is, I don't even know if over is the right word, because we really don't know how this is all going to pan out. Nothing is going to be the same after these next couple of months. Even if the country and every other country opens completely up, there are going to be some shifts and some adjustments. And it is angering to think that we could have had some more lives spared had it been for proper protocols and procedures and access to healthcare. And we're going to pray not only for the bereaved families, but for those on the front line, the doctors and the nurses whose mental health capacity is being severely challenged. And we are hearing story after story of unfortunate instances, like a nurse or a doctor that was here in New York. Family took her out of New York to Virginia after she not only cared for those with COVID, got COVID, recovered from COVID, but the stress or whatever prompted her to take her life, the whole family is destroyed. So this is this time that we're living in, Markia, this is the beginning of some of the revelations that we have been warned about. It is very clear. We cannot be Christians with blinders on. We have to see what is happening. And I promise you, I feel like the ones that God has given rest, he's saying, you're not going to be down here for this mess that's about to go down. We're going to give you some rest, and you're going to be able to do your work and pray from above and cover your families. And it's hard, but honey, we are embarking into an era of time that I thought my great-great-great-grandchildren would be living in. I didn't think I would see some of this here stuff. So it's not easy. And I don't want anybody to feel like they have to pretend it is. Go through it. If you have some days where you just need to holler and cry, call Auntie Roz. Reach out to me. Whoever you need to call to just get it out. Hug little Madison and just know that your mother is in her and in you and in all of her grandkids and her family. The spirit of who she is, that strong, resilient woman, is still a strong, resilient spirit covering and keeping you. And that those are just the small ways that we're trying to rationalize and just hold on to grace under fire. And our faith being tested in these moments. But our God is still in control. He is still covering you. As you can see, you're saying, you know, I'm seeing some things and I trust God. I know he has a final say, but your heart is still breaking. And we hear you. And we understand, but be encouraged. Be encouraged because this is going to give you more fire. Be encouraged because this is going to give you more resilience. Be encouraged because her life was not in vain. And you will stand on that memory. That's what gives me the courage to fight each day when I don't want to. Right? There's some days I'm look here, Jesus, can we have a conversation? Because our Aztec. Right? He gets it and he understands that I'm standing on a legacy of faith. I'm standing on a legacy that my grandmother left of prayer without ceasing, no matter what. Yeah. I watched my grandmother bury my uncle and I thought, I didn't think we were gonna make it through. Like, she was broken, but she kept praying through it. I mean, we were all grieving. Yeah. We were all trying to wrap our mind around it. And she just kept calling Jesus. to get her through. Amen. I don't even know what that feels like. Like, Lord, please let me have never, ever, 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 ever have to experience that. But in those moments, that's when we just exhale and say, Jesus, just take the wheel. I can't do this without you. And as much, Marquia, as we love you, your friends and family love you, you're in the midst of it. And when you're standing in the midst of that storm, when you're feeling the pain, when you're going through, nobody can do it for you. You just have to go through it. But know that's the footprints in the sand, right? Those are the moments when we know God is carrying us because for God. So you just be encouraged. I'm so glad you were able to just be with us this morning and just keep us posted in the family of how we can support you in the way in which you desire. Okay.
I appreciate it. And I just want to say thank you again. So I am grateful this morning because I was able to, as the doctors allowed us to see my mom's body for the last time, I was able to read from her Bible as after we had read her will and everything that she kept in her Bible. I was able to read the Psalms 23 over her. And it just, that particular Psalms illuminated to me in a different light at that moment in time. And I'm just grateful that I had that opportunity to see my mom for that time and to read that Psalms over her. And I'm just grateful for her life. So thank you.
Amen. Amen. And to find, you just saying that you found her will in her Bible. God bless mom that she even wrote the will, right? God bless her that she did her due diligence, because with COVID-19 happening so fast, there's so many people that are now in a real predicament because they're grieving and then there was no will or directive left. And that's something that I'm going to be focusing heavy on as one of the training portions during Faithpreneur Weekend this year. It's just getting our house in order because we don't know the day, the time, or the hour. And we want to be good stewards of what it is that we have. And even if you don't think you have anything, you have something. And there's no need to give the government your something. So God bless mom that she was able to not only write the will, but she kept it in the word. So it could be blessed to not cause confusion for her family to really figure out what her last will is and what she wanted to do. So that right there, look, you done brought a whole sermon, girl. You done brought a whole sermon. You done blessed somebody today to convict them to get their stuff in order. And, I'm looking at it too. I'm like, babe, we got to write out our stuff. Like, what is it that we want? How do we want? And I tell you, God is doing this conversation for a reason, because even in the midst of this, he gets the glory, right? Because someone can hear you talk through this. Someone can hear you with your heart breaking, but still praising. Somebody can hear you share that you were able to get her Bible, read Psalms 23 and find a will. Like that right there is a whole sermon. And, I just pray that it does bless somebody to reach out and get the resources that are available. You can do it yourself online, but you can get a professional to write your will, to write your health proxy. Because when people are getting sick, my girlfriend just lost her husband. He went in the hospital. He was on and off the ventilator. She was hopeful that he would come out. She kissed him by when she dropped him off at the emergency room. She didn't know that was the last time she would see her husband. And then in standing in person, thank God, like in your case, the hospital was great with allowing her to FaceTime and he could listen and hear. But now she has to just look at her whole life. Like, you're so focused on recovery, praying and hopeful. And God forbid if they transition, what's left? What does your family have to be able to protect what you worked hard for all these years? So that's just another lesson on lesson. This whole, I call it the COVID-19 nightmare, has just really brought so many things to the surface that we really need to be cognizant of, that prayerfully we're taking the time to not only work on the best version of our health and wellness, but putting all the pieces in place, because God is still giving downloads. He's still giving witty ideas. He's still allowing us as faithpreneurs to see how we can burst through this darkness as beacons of light, how we can still bless others, how we can use what he gave us to do the things that he's commanded us to do. So thank you for being such a strong example of faith today. Thank you for coming on the line. We love you. We love you. We love you. And we're praying with you as you go through this, Markia.
I appreciate it. I love you all too. Thank you so much, Dr. Stacy.
You are welcome, my darling. And I can't wait until this Rona is gone so I can come down here and meet my little Madison and kiss her up.
She is getting so big. She has two teeth now.
I love the babies, I'll tell you. Well,
I'll send some more pictures to Auntie Roz so she can send them to you.
Okay, please do. Please do. Thank you so much, my darling. All right. Well, I think that was the whole call right there. We just had a whole word. Thanks to Markia. But if anybody else was standing by to unmute and you want to greet the family this morning, I want to allow you to do that.
This is Roz again. I have a praise report that Terry Dixon got transferred to a rehabilitation. Her husband can't see her, but they're allowing a personal therapist who is a friend to be able to go in. And Markia, I'm going to let another voice talk to you, Dr. Stacy. Hey.
Hey, I'm listening. And if you got an Auntie Ryan, you got an Uncle Vincent as well, and I'm listening to the call, if you need to call me for any type of uncle guidance or anything like that, or just talk to another figure, I'll also give her my number. Bless you guys. Love you guys.
Oh. Hey, my brother Vincent, I just love you. Thank you for on the call. I love it. Oh, Jesus. I can't wait till we all together.
Oh, yeah.
I know it.
And drink some chocolate milk, right?
That's right. That's right. I'm going to have a whole case for you on stack.
Yeah, we're on the road. We're actually in a hotel, so I don't know if it sounds all vibration-y or whatever. But, continue to keep us in prayer because brother been working the sister. I'm driving trucks and cars and all that kind of stuff. But it's a blessing because some people don't even have income. And we have not missed the beat being an essential household. But I want y'all to take time. Look up that word essential. Actually go ask for the biblical meaning of essential and then look up the Whitaker difference in the word essential and just continue to study the Bible. And just as Markia said, Psalms 23, man, I'm telling you, when you guys go to another level, if out of this crisis, if we have not understood anything but to go into the place of the Holy of Holies, into a private commune time with him and rely on him and the steadfastness of our sanity, then we are missing it as believers. So we don't have to focus on I call it Dennis the Menace and his girlfriend. We don't have to focus. All we have to focus on is, Lord, what more do you want from me to emulate Christ? What more do you want from me to do? Where do I have to cut out things that are taking up your time, Lord, because you have us here as a steward. One of my favorite God names is Jehovah Kail, and that's Chayil. You can look it up in the Hebrew and the Greek lexicon, but it's worship, wisdom, wealth, virtue, honor, power, influence, and an army rising up. each and every one of us is what I call a self-Gideon army, that it the small armies that add up to a large army to take on the world. He said that we would win at the end, and we're still winning even though there is a disruption, and all of us know, right? Action, action, despite the distraction. And Dr. Stacy, you got to add to your tags, all of it, hashtag, press, push, pray, and praise.
With a Z. Yes, ma'am. I got to add that hashtag. You're right.
I love y'all, and Doc, while you was trying to get on, and I was praying for you not to be anxious, and Darnell was tagging me, and other people who had never been on before were saying, hey, I can't get on, and people who were getting on, we were still having church. We was praying, and then Markia sent her thing, and I said, okay, well, Lord, I'm going to stop trying to get Dr. Stacy right now, because a sister needs some love and care. So I called, and if she could tell you, all you did, Dr. Stacy, is just confirmed what I had already shared with her. And that's what you've done, and the legacy of your grandmother and what all she taught you. And we're not too far away from where my grandmother was born, but I was having moments, and look at this. I buried her last year during this time, and I'm like only like maybe 50 miles from Houston right now on Mother's Day weekend. So you got to look at the positive, or just go into the deep places with the Father so that he can hold us in his spiritual rocking chair. And he puts his spiritual hand on our chin, and he lifts up, lifts our chin up, and we're looking into his eyes, his love lenses for hope. And when we think about it, when we feel like we've lost standards, we know we have the fruit of the Spirit to be able to live by. And then we have our regular uniform, that kingdom uniform every day of putting on the whole armor. So I love you all. And Dr. Stace, we appreciate you. And ain't nothing you can do about it. And no matter what, whether we kicking rocks with open-toed shoes, we know that God going to still give his spiritual kiss to our toes and tell us to keep marching like soldiers that we are. So I love y'all. And y'all have a great day.
Love you more, Roz. Thank you so much. And you and Vincent, be safe out there on the road. We're praying for you. And just thank you for just being just a strong prayer warrior. And your love and support is priceless. So thank you to both of you. And just make sure you get my brother some chocolate milk while y'all on the road. All right, family. I was going to go to another scripture, but I'm going to go to Psalms 23. I'm going to use the same scripture as a tribute to Markia and her mom, and just a reminder of what we say and that deeper place that Roz was just talking about in the Holy of Holies. And then I'll open back up after I pray for anybody who didn't get a chance to speak, and you can share what you have to say before we close out today.
Hey, Doc. Ask the people who dialed in on the phone, y'all mute your own phone if Dr. Stacy can't do it, so we can have a clear recording of her teaching, because this is going to get posted in the new way. Dennis the Menace don't have no hold on this. So y'all mute your phones. All of those who can hear me, mute your phones, because we can't see you mute it, but mute your phones the way you understand on your own cell phone. I love you, Doc.
Thank you, Rod. I tell you, I was sitting and just thanking God as my phone was blowing up. Messages were coming left and right from everywhere. Like, Dr. Stacy, I can't get on the line. The line's busy. And I said, Lord, thank you for community. Thank you for family. Thank you for everyone taking ownership of this Faithpreneur VIP prayer call is not about me. It's about the fellowship and being the facilitator of that fellowship, being the vessel for God's work to flow through. And each of you are such an integral part of what that is. And I'm just so grateful. My heart was full. As I just said, remain calm. I'm like, Lord, I'm not even going to stress because I already know what it is. And you are in control and nothing can stop your work. So I just want to thank you all for your patience this morning and for still showing up and pressing through to be here. And I want to wish a happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers on the line. And I say this every Mother's Day. Mother's Day is a difficult time because some people no longer have their mothers physically here. And then we hear the testimony this morning of our dear sister Markia. This is going to be really strange this weekend. And as she is a mother and wants to be celebrated, it's hard because now her mother is physically not here. So I'm always sensitive on Mother's Day because the commercialism of these holidays, I have issue with it, and partly because of my grandmother. She used to always talk about the fact of midnight of them pompa circumstance. You know, that's Jamaican in me. But anyway, I really want to thank those of you who might have physically born children, or you might have been nurturing children in your life because...
You hear okay now?
The blessing... Uh-oh, we see somebody's mute. Let me just mute you all. I can do it over here. So I really want to thank those of you who serve as mothers, even though you might not have physically given birth. You've birthed nieces, nephews, godchildren, community children, and you've been there and extended yourself as a mother figure. And those who've given birth, not all of them understand what it is to be a mother. You know, you think it's an automatic that if you have a child that you have an innate part of your personality or your DNA that makes you know how to love and nurture children. But unfortunately, there's some people who they didn't get it. The gene fell off somewhere. The synapses didn't connect and they are not the best representatives of what a mother should be. So God places other substitute mothers in the path of those children. So for all the various types of mothers and mother figures, we want to wish you a happy Mother's Day. And for those who have to just feel the love of their mother from above, may your mother's angel wings just wrap you in love and remind you that you're a living testament and a living legacy of who they are. So I'm going to go to Psalm 23 and just underscore what Roz said in this time and space of sheltering in and unsurety and the nation and the world pivoting and changing because of COVID-19, that the Lord is our shepherd, right? So the first verse says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. What does that mean? I shall not want means that you've surrendered. And that's a growth place. Not everybody gets to that place of surrender overnight. You have to work that out. We talk about working and exercising your faith in the gym of life. That takes time. That just doesn't happen today. Oh, I believe God is real. I give my life to God. I believe his son Jesus died on the cross. And then whoop, you're just straight to the head of the class. That's not how it works. You have to build your faith muscle in the gym of life. You have to understand what it means. I shall not want, that I don't have to worry about anything because I'm trusting God to do everything, right? He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. What does that mean? He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He gives you rest. He gives you peace. He gives you sleep. We don't know how we really fall asleep and how we wake up. Scientists have studied how humans fall asleep, what they need to do, blah, blah, blah. But there's still a mystery that they don't understand. It is a blessing every time we're able to open up our eyes. It is a blessing every time we can come in and close out a day. And God allows us to lie down in the green pastures and what he has prepared for us, right? He leadeth us beside the still waters. We know the waters, the flow of the Holy Spirit, that we're able to be troubled on every side, yet not perplexed, that calming, that peace that passes all understanding is what restores your soul. right? He will lead you in the path of righteousness. Jason talked about the conversation he had with his sister about walking in God's way and just really understanding what that looks like when God is leading you versus you trying to do your own thing. I don't know how many of you are old enough to remember the electric company, which used to be on PBS, that and Sesame Street. Yes, I know I'm so dating myself. But if you remember Electric Company, there used to be a little skit where they go, one of these kids are doing their own thing. And it would be one just totally off beaten path, right? That's us when we're outside of God's will. But when we're doing the thing that he has called us to do, when we're walking in the path for his name's sake, it will be aligned. It will flow. It will happen even with the challenges, even with the interruptions, even with the distractions. Nothing can stop the movement of God. Nothing can stop the way he has purposed for our lives to flow. So 4 is where we are right now in COVID. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. We're not exempt from what's happening in the world. It doesn't mean that if you transitioned during this time, you didn't know God. No, we don't know the plans that God has made, what he's choosing to do, who he's choosing to give rest. And even though we're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, we're not going to walk in fear. We're going to walk in faith. We're going to expect God to do his work. We're going to expect miracles out of nowhere. We're going to expect that transitions bring even bigger blessings. We're going to expect that he will comfort each and every one of his children, right? That is the hope of salvation. That is the hope of what it is that we are working through each and every day when we say with our own free will that God is real. That his word is true, that he's the same God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. What we saw him do in the miracles of the Bible, he is still performing miracles today, and he'll still be performing miracles tomorrow. But the Bible is beginning with Genesis and ending with Revelation. So there's pieces to the prophetic word. There's pieces to what we will see transpire and happen. But we have to just keep our focus on God so that he can direct our path. Verse 5 says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. You know, that table in the presence of enemies, let me tell y'all something. That right there is a word all by itself, because not everybody that smiles with you means well for you. Not everybody that came with you can go with you. Not everybody that has been a part of what looks like the plan that they should be included in is truly meant to be in the next dispensation of what it is God is manifesting in your life. But he will prepare that table. He will let them see it's not about you, it's about him. He will let them see that every trick and plan and sideways situation that they might have tried to erect will fail, no matter how long it takes. And sometimes it may seem, you know, there's so many Psalms of David when he's crying out to the Lord, like, don't let my enemies laugh at me. Don't let them, you know, be in a position where they are thinking that they have been victorious. No, don't worry about that. No matter what it looks like, don't doubt God for a second, because he will prepare that table in the presence of your enemies, and he will anoint your head with oil. That oil that he anoints you with, that oil that he blesses you with, will be able to carry you through so that your cup runneth over, that your resources, your opportunities, your blessings, it will just run over because of what you have done in your faithfulness to God. He will reward you for that faithfulness. And however and wherever and whatever way he plans, not just the monetary. There's so many other blessings. The monetary is the icing on the cake. The abundance is the icing on the cake, because your heart is not fixed on those things. Your heart is fixed on pleasing God. Your heart is fixed on doing his will. Your heart is fixed on being a good representative for him in the world. Just like parents tell their children, don't you go out there and embarrass me in these streets. Don't you go out there and spoil the family name. Well, God is praying and asking us to be able to represent him powerfully to hold up the bloodstained banner in this very dark time, to unapologetically stand in our faith, to still have a word that we can share, to do what Markia did this morning, that while her heart is breaking, while she would love anything in the world to be able to hug her mother once more, that she wiped away tears, dialed into this call, still gave a testimony, still trusting God, still believing that, Lord, even if it doesn't happen my way, I'm not going to doubt you for a second. That's what faith looks like. That's what your cup runneth over, so that you can get to verse 6 that says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Period.com. I don't care how hard this is. I don't care what it looks like. I'm going to still trust and believe that my God is in control. I might not understand it. I might not be able to trace you, but I see you, Lord. I might not be able to understand why it had to happen this way, but that's above my pay grade. I might not be able to put words around what I'm feeling, but I trust that you will fill every void, that you will be able to open up every opportunity for me to still give you the glory and the praise, for me to still understand that at the end of it all, we shall wear a crown, that we are working through this thing called life. I don't know when the last breath I take will happen, but I want every breath I take to matter. I want every time I speak, I move, I work, I share, I create, that you get the glory and the praise, Lord, because you created me. You're in control. You know the plans that you have for me and for everyone that I love and for everyone that I'm interacting with. There's no accidents. Everything is on purpose. And help us to be in alignment with that purpose. That's where our walk gets strengthened. That's where when we say the Psalms, when we read your word, it brings back to us the remembrance of what you've promised, of what you said, of what you understand to be the reality of our assignment. And in that we find strength. In that, with tears streaming down our face, we can say, Jesus. I love, who was it? Jennifer Hudson. I don't know if she recorded the song or she just did it for the special that she was on with Oprah Winfrey. And she is still having a hard time when it comes to the loss of her mother a couple years ago. But she said, my mother, when she was praying, sometimes she would just groan. She was like, And in that groan was a prayer. In that groan was a praise. In that groan was her understanding that God had the final say. And when she sang that song, the anointing in that child's voice, I just pray she decides to do some more gospel songs, because you get your anointed. What you choose to do with it is you choose to do with it. And everybody has a part to play in how they show up in the world with their anointing. But there's no disputing that that girl's voice has a blessing on it. And when she sang that song and she hollered out that groan as just a way to say, Lord, sometimes we just don't have the words. And that groan has everything wrapped inside of it. That groan has everything, all of our cares, our trials, our anguish, our thoughts, just, Jesus. Sometimes that's all we can get out, and that's enough, because God knows our frame. He remembers that we are from dust. He knows what we're going to go through, and he will put somebody there to be a blessing. He will send a word to encourage you. He will remind you just how much he loves you. And when you can't see the footprints in the sand, you know that's when he's carrying you. So be encouraged during this time. We don't know what the future holds, but we do know what the word says. So we have to put on the whole armor, not just pieces of it. We can't go into battle with the butter knife. Tell me, oh, Satan, leave me alone. Oh, stop it. No, we got to slay him with the sword and the word. We have to stomp on his head and let him know we're not taking any of his nonsense. We are fighting soldiers in the army for God. And the more he comes against us is the higher our praises will go. The more he tries to distract us is the more action we'll take. The more he tries to disturb the fields of our peace, we will mow over him like a lawnmower with praise and thanksgiving to our God who sits high, looks low, sees all things, and knows all things. So thank you, family, for being here. I'm going to go into prayer now, and then I'll open back up for those who are able and want to share. And I thank you all for your patience this morning with the tech overwhelm. But God always will make a way and has a ram in the bush. If you can just stay calm enough not to panic, you can pivot. And that was one of the situations that I had to exercise this morning. It's a daily education in your service to God. It's a daily revelation in your understanding of God. And it's a daily operation for you to be in community and not try to do this thing called life alone. We need one another. And I so need you. As you thank me for this call, I thank you for being on the call, because you're a blessing to me, and I'm not independent of your prayers. Actually, I need an extra portion, to be quite real. But I'm so happy that you will now be able to hear the recording of these calls. You've asked, you've patiently waited, and finally, it is live and in living color on Everywhere Podcasts are the Faithpreneur VIP prayer call. So as soon as this one is up, you'll get an alert. The team is working to put up all the calls. We have a couple of years worth, so it's going to take some time. But to God be the glory, because this wasn't about me sharing it out publicly or putting it on social media, and God kept leading me and allowing the clearance for that to happen. And you all have just been so encouraging that you want to share it with others. You want to be able to have a place where people can go and we can hear how we just testify and share the goodness of God and be able to be encouraged by his word and to come be covered under prayer. So dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for bringing us to this May 9th of 2020. Thank you for allowing us this opportunity to be in fellowship. In spite of any tech challenge that can come, you will always make a way for your work to go through. So I just praise you for just being God. I thank you that even in the midst of this, I received messaging that everything has been restored on our normal line, and they apologize profusely. But Lord, we just know that you are in control. So we just thank you. We just worship you. We just glorify you, not because of the things you can give us, but because you are God. Like, you allowed us to live. You knew who we are before we even were planted in our mother's womb. So we thank you that we can recognize that. We thank you that in this time of sheltering in and COVID-19, that your people can draw closer to you, that they can understand that this is a time and a space for us to grow our relationship with you, to see you, right? To understand what it is that you are asking us to do. And that when we walk in your will, in your way, you make way, you make provision. We're not exempt from the trials, tribulations, and aggravations of this world, but your grace and your mercy is sufficient. That you see past our faults. You see our needs. You know that we are but from dust. You understand what we will feel, the emotions that will run through our veins, the situations that will come up to test our faith. But you give us the strength. You cover us under your blood. You love us with a love like no other. So as we stand together, we stand in the gap for those who wanted to be on the call and couldn't be today. We stand in the gap with a prayer of thanksgiving. We stand in the gap for a prayer for healing. We stand in the gap for a prayer of restoration. We stand in the gap for a prayer of financial deliverance. We stand in the gap for a prayer of spiritual discernment. For all of the prayers that are being placed at the throne, dear Lord, we just thank you in advance with an expectancy of deliverance and praise. We come with very special prayer this morning for the hearts of the bereaved. So many, Lord, are continuing to lose loved ones. Every time they put a number up on how many thousands, going on to millions soon, of who has passed from COVID-19, that's a family, that's a life, that's an individual who is no longer here. It's more than just a ticker on numbers that are accumulating. These are lives that have been impacted. And Father, as you let these individuals transition, I will continue to stand on the word that you are just allowing them sweet slumber and rest during this time. You're giving them an opportunity to do their work from above. Their bodies may no longer be here, but their spirit never dies. And we just ask you to give their families peace in knowing that they honor the lives of their loved ones by how they live. and that they honor that legacy by how they share the good news of their impact while they were living on earth. And we know what the truth of the gospel says, and what we aspire to do as we gather on the other side, if we find ourselves in your will and your way. I especially thank you for Marquia's testimony this morning. I thank you for strengthening her so she could unmute her line, so that she can talk through her grief, that she could share her own words. She could talk about you being her shepherd, so she shall not want. That those words that she read over her mother are a tribute to who she is, and that her mother's spirit will never, ever, ever die. And that little Madison will grow to know what a blessing she is because she brought her mama into the world. And Madison will carry on that legacy of love and that light and that faith. So I pray for the Taylor family. Lord, my girlfriend is so just heartbroken, but she's still calling on your name. That while they didn't have children, they had such an amazing union. And I just ask you to cover her so that she can hold on to the pieces and the memories of her husband and be able to celebrate his life with his family and all the friends and neighbors and everyone that is just wrapping her in love. I pray, dear Lord, for the names of those that we do not know, right in our own Faithpreneur VIP prayer call family, that have loved ones that have transitioned. And we just ask you to comfort them, to guide them, to cover them and protect them and their hearts during this time, and give them strength to put one foot in front of the other. And in the moments where they don't have the words, when the groan is all they can get out, you know everything that's coming from the bottom of their belly. And I just ask you to cover and keep them. I pray for those who are still recovering from COVID-19. I thank you for the doctors, the nurses, the EMT, paramedics, firefighters, police officers, delivery. We have our brother Vincent on the road, dear Lord, as an essential part of this work, and Roz being able to be with him. Cover and keep them all safe, dear Lord. They're putting their lives online every single day in harm's way to be able to provide essential service to all of us in our various states and locations. So I'm asking for an extra hedge of protection over each and every one. Keep them covered under the blood and help them to continue just to shine a light through this very dark period. We pray, Lord, for mental health. This has been my prayer every week, every time we gather, but even more so now, we're praying, dear Lord, for the mental health and capacity of each and every one, because it's being tested now. And Lord, don't let anyone suffer in silence. Give them the courage to reach out for help, to get help, not because they're weak, to get help because they need to remain strong in this moment. That while they might not feel that they have mental health issues, they might just be fighting off depression. They might just be fighting off the ability to cope in this unsure time, that there are resources and professional help that is available for them. So I'm just asking that you dispatch the professional resources, the resources in the places of worship where we all gather, to be there for those who are struggling right now. We come against the spirit of suicide. We come against the spirit of depression. We come against the spirit of oppression that is flying rampant through the world right now. And help us to be the answers. Faithpreneurs, dear Lord, help us to really sit still with you so we can hear how to show up in the marketplace with the products, the programs, the resources, the information that can be a blessing to your people and that can allow them an opportunity to be able to manage and recover and thrive subsequent what they're going through right now. And Lord, I pray a special prayer for those who have been furloughed, those who've lost their jobs, our faithpreneurs who are working on adding another stream of income and in a very unsure and unclear time right now. I ask you to cover them and to be with them and to watch over them and to help them to look to you, from whence cometh our help. You said you never see the righteous go begging bread. So no matter what happens, we know that you will make a way and open up a door or a resource for your people. We pray for our children, dear Lord. Our babies are going through their own challenges on trying to deal with this Rona. They don't want to be homeschooled by their parents, Lord. That wasn't their anointing. Lord Jesus, be with the children, Father. And the parents that are doing a good job, bless them with the patience and the capacity, and be with those who are struggling through, that their children's education will not suffer unnecessarily as they close out this academic year. And I pray a special prayer for the class of 2020, whether they were graduating from kindergarten, fifth grade, high school, college, postgraduate degrees. They worked hard, Lord. They worked hard so they could get to this point of moving to the next stage in their life. And now they can't do all the things they were looking forward to, their proms and their trips and all of the things that they had lined up. And they're trying their best to deal with this new normal, but it's hard for them. So I'm just praying a special prayer for the class of 2020. Cover these babies, dear Lord, no matter how old, how young. Help them to be the innovators of tomorrow by coming up with new ways in which they can celebrate this hard work that they have completed to get to this point. That while it might be different, that they do some unique things through social media, through technology, whatever they need to do to be able to feel celebrated and valued. I'm just saying a special prayer for each and every one of them right now. And Lord, I pray for those who are caregivers, that you continue to give them strength to care in this very precarious time, to cover them and get them the resources for things that no one is paying the same amount of attention to because of the virus, that they still get the medical attention and needs and all of the support that they need to care for their loved ones. And Father, we just ask that if we've done anything outside your will and your way, that you forgive us. We thank you for forgiveness in your and correction in your word, and just for strength. There's so much to give you praise for. There's so much to be thankful for in spite of all that we see. So just help us. Help us, Father. You see your children. We want to be your hands and your feet on this planet. We want to be good representation of who you are, our daddy. And Lord, you know that there's some days where it's just not easy, where we just don't know. And in those moments, strengthen us. Give us the desire to seek your face so we can hear your voice and know how to move. So I just praise you. I thank you for every household that's represented as we stand in the gap for those who couldn't be here. And as we start a new week tomorrow, as we celebrate, as we convene in different ways, I just ask that you allow us to see your hand in every movement, and we manifest your grace, your glory, your forgiveness, your kindness, your love, your meekness, your temperance, in all of the ways we exhibit the fruit of the Spirit as we live our lives. So all these things we ask in your name. And Lord, I want to close out with prayers for the Aubrey family, Ahmaud Aubrey, and all of the national attention that this story is getting for this murder of this young man. Each and every day, there's so many other stories of injustice that never make it to the news, never make it to the paper, never make it to the TV. The disparity we see in our justice system, Lord, we continue to pray for the rights of human life to be honored and to be protected. So I pray, Lord, for the leadership that we elect on a local level all the way to the national level, that we restore some dignity to who we are as a government and as a people, that we can just respect life. And my heart goes out to that family, Lord. I can't even imagine what this young man's parents are feeling. But activism and advocacy, we ask you to lead us to do it in a way that honors you and that gives voice to the voiceless so that we can use the things that we have to be a blessing. So all these things we ask in your matchless and in your mighty name, in Jesus' name, amen. I guess I need some water, family. What the what? Now I'm choking. Can you believe this? What a day. But I'm still here. My prayer went up on our behalf. So those of you that are here, you can unmute your line right now and share with us your praise or your just testimony before we close out today's call.
Beautiful.
Good morning, Marcelia.
I must say it's a challenge. I kind of did oversleep, but my boy woke up with issues this morning, so I had to take the time to deal with that. And I looked up, it was 9:30, and the devil's a liar because he didn't want me on the line to call today. But that's all right. I posted my prayer request in the community. So okay. I won't repeat all of it because it's kind of long this morning. But I will say that God is good. I have been selected. And I truly mean I have been selected because I did not seek this position. But my school had decided that this time that they truly need a PTA and they want me to lead it. So I'm asking God to give me the words and the power for this because he knew this is not what I wanted this year.
But, well, look,
it is needed.
They picked a good person who's going to be a advocate for the parents. I don't know why you over there confused.
I'm not confused. I'm not confused, but you know what my plans was for this year, and I can't say no because I don't want Daddy to get mad at me because I know what he blessed me with. So I'm just asking, okay, Daddy, this is going to take away from this, so you must be blessing me on another way to do that. But just asking him to give me the words to deal with because I don't know these parents. I don't know these kids yet. I'm new in this school. So I'm like, okay, Daddy, you're making this happen? Here am I. That's all I'm saying. Here am I. Give me the words. Just give me the words. But continue to keep special need families in prayer because we are being marginalized or forgotten in so many things that is coming down the pipeline from education to medical. We are the last to be remembered in all their planning regarding all of this and how it's affecting us. I am blessed that my kids are covered, but there's so many of my families that are in a lot worse position than I am in. And they are truly crying out because they are not getting the help and assistance that they need, nor do they have the resources that they need. So please keep them in prayer.
Absolutely. We will do that, and we'll be praying for you to have a successful term. As PTA president, that's a very important role. I did that for years. And being an advocate for the parents and children in the school is an important opportunity to give service. So we'll be praying for you. It also takes a whole lot of prayer for patience. So I'm going to pray that for you too.
Because after my last school, I thought I was through. I thought I was.
Well, there you go.
It's been 10 years. I'm like, it wasn't 10 years enough, Daddy? Apparently not. Okay.
All right, darling. Well, we'll be praying for you and the boys. And
everything else is in Destiny Designer.
Okay. Awesome. Well, we will go and check that out. And thank you so much, my darling. And I think we have one other person unmuted. So that's you. Go right ahead and share with us before we wrap up today.
Good morning. Great, and happy day. I'm so happy and blessed and grateful and thankful that I made it. Yay. Happy, joy. And I wrote down, two things I just wanted to share with you, Dr. Stacy. In my prayer time this morning, on my way to Psalm 46, I stopped off at Psalm 45. And as I read it, I thought about you and I said, oh, yay, this is going to be great. I'm going to share this with Dr. Stacy for her this morning. And when I was going through all the difficulty and trying to get on, and then I finally go to Facebook and I saw Ross. So I just want to thank her too, as well as making this way for Zoom and posting it. But Psalm 45, 6-8 in the King James Version reads as follows. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore, God, thy God hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia, out of the ivory palaces whereby they have made thee glad.
and I've read Psalm 45, 6 through 8 in the King James Version, and that is especially for you, Dr. Stacy. Have a wonderful, wonderful, great, great, and happy day, and I'm so happy I got on to get your word, because the notes that I wrote, now I can't find it, but I was just happy and grateful that whatever God has for you and whatever you're supposed to get, no matter what the circumstances and how it looks, you are going to get it. And I just wrote down for myself, proof positive today, that by me getting on this call, you still have to take action. So I always loved your action in spite of distraction. And also you have to be in position, because in addition to me taking action and getting on Facebook, I had to be aware of how it worked and to see that notification coming from Roz and other folks that posted in Destiny Designer about this Zoom call. So I just want to thank you and thank the family. This is Billionaires Happy, D. Terrell F. Tullis, thanking you, and thanking God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. I'm so glad. And yes, thank you, Roz, and everybody else that was on the tech challenge and trying to make sure we get the word out. So I appreciate that. And that's why we're family, you know, and we are connected by the love of God. And truly, it's just, isn't it wonderful? Some of you have never laid eyes on each other, but you feel like you've known each other for a million and one years because of the way in which God connects us in love. So thank you so much, Billionaires Happy. Love you, girl. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You know what, Billionaires? I was over at, in the Christian Standard Bible, Psalm 45 is called the Royal Wedding Song. And I had Dr. Stacy's name from another moment in time on this scripture, because when we look at 45, 6 through 8, it's like as God's representative, the king would have a throne that would last forever.
Oh, my God!
And that comes from Doc, just so you know. And y'all know we all got our favorite pastors. I got my husband is my first pastor, but my second pastor is Dr. Tony Evans, the first African American who has done a Bible and commentary. And I had got my Bible back in October, November, which has been a whole different level of teaching and taking time with the word. But when she said that, Doc, I was getting ready to go to 45. 46 says, God, our refuge. God is our refuge and strength, a helper who is always found in times of trouble. Therefore, we will not be afraid though the earth trembles and the mountains topple. And then when we go to the, now I'm reading it from the Christian Standard Bible. Some of the King James I remember, but when you get to 62, trust in God alone, I think in the King James Version, it says something about, I will not be moved. But this says, I am at rest in God alone. My salvation comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I will never be shaken. How long will you threaten a man? Will all of you attack as if he were a leaning wall on a tottering fence? And then it says, the only plan to bring him down from his high position, they take pleasure in lying. They bless with their mouths, but they curse inwardly. Selah, and that Selah, we had to take the moment when we couldn't get online, but we had to immediately pray. And we just wanted to make sure, wait, Doc, are you on without us? What's going on? We were texting. And then another distress call comes through, but then you have to lose focus of the prayer call because you have to go on to be a frontline responder for a sister who's hurting. There was so many myriads of spiritual circus so delay going on that he thought he had us, but he didn't. But I'm going to sing this. Now, y'all listen to this one. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier
in the army. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. I got my war clothes on. In the army of the Lord, I got my war clothes on. In the army, I believe I'll die. In the army of the Lord, I believe I'll die. In the army. Oh, that's where you were teaching today. Because you know, I can't sing like my mother, Doc. I felt like she was a high soprano. And she would be singing that, woo, soldier.
I love that song.
And I was just thinking, and you know, look how this is. I lost my grandmother last year during this time. But to just be only 50 miles away from my auntie, I got to call her because she didn't even know where I was. This morning when I got on a family call, I didn't even have a voice. It was like, you know how when you stay at a hotel and you can't get the air regulated and all of that? Mm. And I said, the devil is a liar. So, you know, I just love, you know, we are not ashamed of the gospel, and whatever, I call it the ice cream parlor, whatever flavor it is for us, we are not to compare ourselves, and we do it our ways. God, know we know, we say, we call Dr. Stacy, she got that status of doctor. We want to make her a pastor, but she is a pastor in her own right. For the VIP prayer call. So let me know, sister. That's between you and God.
But don't let me mute your line.
We still, and I got billionaires. I know she gonna back me up, but the thing is, Doc, we love you, and we know that comes to you many a time. But all I can say is, soar, sister, be surrendered, obedient, abiding radically, because that title is very befitting. You are not selfish. You are loving, and that is your title to us, big sister in Christ, pastor of VIP, minister of VIP, prayer call. We love you, and we appreciate you always being transparent and authentic. And by far, you are a soldier in the army of the Lord.
So amen.
Amen.
I'll take the soldier title. Amen. All that other stuff you got to talk about. I'll be a soldier. That I do. All that other stuff. I don't know. Vincent, get your wife, my brother. Get her.
But you got to accept the minister, because we're all called to minister the word of God. So that goes hand in hand.
That first level. You know I'll accept that, because we all minister the word.
But as the head of the destiny designer, the one who leads us is being the head of the faithpreneur, the one who leads us with the, who gives us the word, the guidance, and the prayer over us, the one who guides us through the word when we go through our own trials and tribulations, the one who will pray on us and give us healing when we are needed the healing, the one who will give us the word of encouragement when we're downcast. We have to call you pastor. There is no other way that we can call you as the head of the foundation that you can create for us to follow.
I'm gonna start with my mute button.
I love that you turn.
I just find my mute button.
Dr. Stacy, I love how Cindy did that U turn. I'm right on back.
All of y'all Jesus folk up on the but I appreciate what you were all saying. I'm laughing about it, but I do ministry work. But, you know, I have to have a conversation about all these other titles y'all be trying to give me. But I do appreciate what you are saying, and know that, you know, this is his work. I posted something the other day about the fact that these prayer calls are now live on the podcast. And I really just had to think back. It is 10 years. This 2020 is a decade of doing this. And I had no idea that God was setting me up. I'm busy building this, doing that, doing this for business. But this was the foundation where he needed to strengthen me and my prayer muscle and my faith muscle. So that's why I tell you all, when I'm doing this call and you're thanking me, I'm thanking you, because it's allowed me to grow in his grace. It's allowed me to go deeper in my walk. It's allowed me to understand who he is in my life. And that's why I'm so appreciative and I'm so grateful that God would see past my faults, because I'm a piece of work. I'm like, Lord, you sure you want me to lead this movement? I know you still working on me, but I thank God for the faithpreneurs that he has allowed me to service and how he's given me in this COVID time, just a clarity with a whole nother level of what we're about to do and how we're about to really empower and share and lift up the work that each of you are contributing to the global marketplace, because it's needed. For such a time as this, we can't play.
It's 11 o'clock.
The real deal, Holyfield, as they would say. So we're going to close out, and I am just honored. I'm honored that you all are here. You have my back. I mean, I tell you, it's a blessing. It truly is a blessing. And I just want you to know how much I love you all. There's nothing you can do about it. By the grace of God, we'll be back again next week, same time, same place, back on our regular number. They have apologized. They credited. They own all kinds of things. I'm like, because I was like, Lord, temper my tongue. Jesus, temper my tongue.
They need to pay for it for 99 years.
Yeah, okay. Hello. Hello. So they gonna pay for a minute, but they are like, oh my gosh, Dr. Stacey, we are so sorry. And I said, I gotta focus on my call right now. I'll focus on y'all later. But in any event, God is good. We are here and we can share the good news of the gospel. Be encouraged. Markia, honey, if you're still hanging on, just know that we are wrapping you in love. I hope your spirit was encouraged. Kiss little Madison. And for everybody who's tuning in and going through so much, we know it's hard, but we can do hard, because this won't last. Trouble don't last always. We're going to get through it, and we're going to get through it stronger, better, and more committed to do the thing that God has put us on this planet to do. So this is Dr. Stacey signing off.
Hello.
Speaking up.
Hi.
Karen's here too, Dr. Stacey.
Oh, Darren, go ahead. I can't not let my brother talk. Go ahead, Darren.
I'm over here talking about one. I'm like, what? But anyway, come on, y'all. This is Dan Smith from Baltimore, Maryland. I'm grateful for life above everything else. Family, my friends, my colleagues, my church community. This VIP prayer call. So I'm sure just like everybody else, I'm dialing a number. Ain't talking about this call cannot be completed at that. I wasn't trying to hear that. But I'm grateful for, again, like I say every week, like Dr. Stacey said, for community. I mean, this call gets me fired up every Saturday. And y'all know I don't put my business out in the street, but when Marquis was speaking, I just broke down for a minute, because I'm one of those folks. My mom is no longer here. Well, you know, physically, but of course, like you said, she can always be in my heart. But I was over here, but y'all need to stop, because I'm about to break down over here. But that's okay, because we need to do that. We, like to say, we need to get it out. And this community gives me so much hope and love. You know, I'll be on the Holy Ghost after party every week. Not sometimes, every week. So and that's not going to change. So I'm just grateful for all the things God has blessed me with. And I'm working from home. Of course, a lot of other people don't have that opportunity, so I'm really blessed. Even though, that's another call. I'm going to let that go right now. But I'm just, you know, just grateful for everything. And I just want to say to everybody, happy Mother's Day. Hope you can, you know, still celebrate and just, you know, and do you. I mean, because this is going to be your day, so you got to do you. That's my thing. Take it to the bank and deposit it. How you like that?
I love it, Darren. You know, the call wouldn't be complete if we didn't hear you, my brother. That's what I'm talking about. You know, you keep representing you and Jason, letting folk know that faithpreneurs are faith-based, not gender-based. We have men.
That's right.
So I appreciate you as always. And you just stay safe and be well, everyone. you know, I don't know what the world was doing that we got to keep telling people to wash their hands. Y'all wasn't washing your hands before.
Dr. Stacy, Karen wants to say good morning to you, Dr. Stacy.
Sure. Hey, Karen.
Hey, good morning, Sunshine. I am so grateful for my family of faithpreneurs, because when I tried to dial in and I was doing my weekly inviting people, and then I said, wait a minute, I can't even get in. So I'm inviting them to the podcast, but in the meantime, the Terrell patched me in, Roz was sending me a message, I was sending King David a message, and I was thankful for the family that I was still able to hear you today. And I was a little down when I heard that I missed Jason, I missed Roz, and I said, oh, but I got the podcast, so I'll be able to go back and hear that. So I'm very grateful that you have that new piece as well. So happy Mother's Day to everyone. Yeah, I love all of you, so I'm just really thankful for being able to be part of the call today, because that wouldn't have made my Saturday to not have this as a regular part of what I do. So thank you so much, and I appreciate you all. And congratulations, and happy Mother's Day, everyone. Thank you. Sending you sunshine from Florida.
Thank you, my Karen. So love you. And I love how the prayer changes started working. Everybody started sharing, texting, updated. I appreciate it. Thank you all so, so, so much. And
hey, Doc.
Yeah, your voice. Yes, ma'am.
Jason's trying to unmute. He says he has a health tip for us for this week.
Okay.
He can't unmute.
He can't unmute? Okay, let me see if I can get him unmuted. Stand by, my brother. We going to work on that.
Hey, y'all. Can you hear me?
Yep, go right ahead.
Okay, I wanted to share this mainly because this is a good friend of ours, friend of family. They got hit with the COVID, both him and his girlfriend. And so they're off in another state. And we got, you know, the information from his sister. So I called over and we got to talking. And so I gave him this that I'm going to give you all today to eat, because I'll tell you what was happening with him. And this is what I don't think a lot of people know, is that it does more than the lungs. And so he was having blood clots. He thought he was having a heart attack. He went to the hospital, to the emergency room four times. And they kept sending him back home. But his oxygen levels were at like 50%, I think, at one time. And they still sent him home. So when we talked, I said, okay, well, you know, get these things to have on hand and to take to help boost your system. And so he, I gave him this list, sauerkraut. Okay, you can get that at Trader Joe's if you have it by you. If not, you know, find a place that carries sauerkraut. Black rice, green peas. Green peas have an enzyme in them that break down clots. Black radish. Okay, by the way, this is not medical advice, okay? So I'm not giving medical advice here. I'm just, you know, giving you what it is that has worked for him and what has worked for clients that I've worked with over the years. Okay, black radish, that's very good for the liver, to detoxify the liver. Dandelion greens, kale is very nutritious, and watercress, and wheatgrass powder. And you can get wheatgrass powder from there's a company called Amazing Grass, you know, so that's a play on of Amazing Grace. But it's amazinggrass.com. And you can take all those things. You can definitely cook with them and all that. But make sure that, you know, you can throw them into a smoothie. That's how we do the sauerkraut. Also, the Irish moss is very important. Hope you all are writing this. And you can add to that bladder rack, if you can get a hold of that. Okay. I am not on Facebook right now to be able to pop that into the community. But I will pass this message on to Dr. Stacy and Roz and the rest, you know, for somebody to post it into the community.
Yes.
But all of those things are very helpful and healthy for the system. Within 3 days, I got a text back from him, and he said him and his girlfriend were feeling almost at 100%. So the Irish moss, of course, cuts through mucus, but all of the rest of those things help to alkalize and move waste out of the system and support the system, because the high nutrient value of the, you know, of all of these things help the body to recover from the toxic overload that the virus creates. Okay, because it's not necessarily the virus that is messing people up. It's all of the aftermath of it, all of the metabolic waste that the body is trying to figure out what to do with, and it can't. So when you have those things in the system, it's very helpful, very cleansing. You want to make sure that you are going to the bathroom daily, multiple times a day. Make sure that you're getting a good amount of water into your system. Okay? All right, so that's what I had to share. Love
you. Thank you, my brother. Love you more. Thank you for sharing that. We'll definitely get it into the group so that everyone can get it. And, of course, share with everyone how to join the group so that they can get access to it as well. So I think that is it for now. I appreciate all of you for hanging in there and press, push, praying, and praising your way into your destiny and this call today. So God bless you all. We're going to wrap up. Love you all, and there's nothing you can do about it. By the grace of God, we'll be back together again, like I said, next week, Saturday, same time, same place on our regular line. Amen. Bye for now.
Amen. Yay! God bless you. God bless everyone. Bye-bye.
I love y'all.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off, and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.